cases of COVID-19 had been declining for months, but now all Midwestern states are seeing a spike in infections and hospitalizations. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports on the factors that could be leading to this rise.
Now that summer is over and temperatures are dipping across the Midwest, people are headed indoors. And some experts fear that this is the start of another wave of COVID.
As fall moves forward, I think this what we're seeing right now is kind of a preview of what we can expect as we even see colder temperatures come. So I think
this is Brian Dixon, Director of Public Health Informatics at the Indianapolis-based Regan Streiff Institute. He says it's likely a number of other factors are contributing to the rise in cases, including a reopening economy. Also,
anything that goes above 6 months, people get apathetic about for sure.
Amid these rising numbers, state officials are pleading with people to take the virus seriously. Here's Indiana's chief medical officer, Dr. Lindsay Weaver, speaking in a news conference last week.
What we keep hearing is that people don't think COVID is a thing, that people are gathering in large groups without masks, they're not social distancing, and essentially that they have pandemic fatigue. You can look at our numbers and see. It's clear. COVID is the thing.
In that same news conference, Indiana State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box announced that she had contracted the virus. In documents obtained by the Center for Public Integrity, the White House listed 26 states in a COVID-19 red zone. All Midwest states are on this list, except for Ohio and Michigan. But governors in states like Iowa, Indiana, and Missouri have rejected stricter public health measures.
We would appreciate help from our public health leaders in controlling the epidemic, just banking on the fact that somebody will clean after you. You know, it's not enough. It's not a public health strategy.
This is Dr. Jorge Salinas, an infectious disease expert at University Hospital in Iowa. His state never implemented a lockdown order.
We know how to control it. We know how to bring the numbers down. Unfortunately, many states in the Midwest have decided not to implement these robust public health measures that could bring the numbers down.
And moving into the winter, Selena says the data is headed in the wrong direction.
If you're about to embark on something riskier, having more people in indoor settings, the game is to try to bring the incidence of COVID in the community down to an acceptable level.
That's similar to reopening schools. Ideally, the spread of the virus should be low at first, with the expectation that it'll start to spread more rapidly. Selena says we should look at the winter in the same way. Some Midwest states are taking action to slow infection rates. Illinois will require travelers from surrounding states, including Indiana and Wisconsin, to quarantine after arrival.
And I just got a call, you know, that our hospital system is starting to fill up.
This is Ernest Wong, past president of the Illinois College of Emergency Physicians.
And I think this is what we're seeing around the state is increased number of cases, increased hospitalizations, and it's been pretty substantive in its rise.
Some doctors and public health officials worry that in the weeks following the spike in cases, we'll start to see death counts rise. One model estimates there could be nearly 400,000 Americans dead by February. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.